You guys had some good battles in training camp too. Did you think he came in this year with a little bit of an edge?
Yeah, he came in. You know, we battle each and every day, and that's what you can ask for. We compete during you know, we competed at USC too, you know, so we competed, we've been competing for, you know, a lot of our lives, you know, and, you know, that's what we do. We've been competing at USC and now we're competing here, you know, it's just a part of our nature, and he's just doing a great job. He's doing a great job on the field this year.
How much did you guys compete at USC? I mean, how many times were you guys up against each other?
So I came in 2007, he came in 2008, he came in a year after me. So for 2 years, you know, I left as a junior, so for 2 years we competed, you know, and that's what Pete Carroll, he focused on, you know, was competing, and that's what Zim focused on too, is compete, run to the ball, hustle, and, you know, and that's how you get better, and it's all about want to, and I can see it in a guy, he want to get better, and you know, and he want to help the team win, so.
Last week you were angry with your performance as a defense as a whole. How do you feel this week?
I feel like we still got a lot of improvement to do. We jumping off sides. We got holding penalties. We got dumb penalties going on. So the biggest thing that we could do is just focus on what we got to focus on. That's focus on the ball and not jumping off sides. And that's me personally because I have two in the past two games. So, and focus on striking better, not hands to the face, and just, you know, the little details. That's how you're gonna win the close games. And once we focus on doing that, I feel that we have a chance of being a good football team the way we practice and stuff. And it's only gonna help our team win in big games.
What your fine line is it jumping off sides, not jumping off sides, especially considering
how
aggressive a player.
Yeah, now these days you can't even flinch. You know, you can't even flinch because if you flinch a little bit, they're gonna the O line, they're gonna touch you, and you know you're gonna be jumping off sides. The official, they're gonna get you. So you know it's very small line. You know you can't even budge. So you just gotta watch the ball and move when the ball moves.
That's kind of been a bugaboo at times in your career. Is it just because you get so anxious and all
I don't know, man. I'm trying to fix it, man. Just, you know, something that you just got to fix, you know, for me personally. You know, I just got to watch the ball, you know. It's harder than it seems once you got your emotions going, your adrenaline pumping, you know. But, you know, everything's fixable, you know. It's just having to want to do it and, you know, going out there and just doing it. But, yeah, I want to improve it, you know, and so I just got to watch the ball. That's the biggest thing, watch the ball.
Coach said on Monday, I know you haven't had a practice yet, but it's a good week to be demanding. What do you think he kind of means like that, so you don't rest on your laurels as a team?
Yeah, man, we moved on. We moved on. We passed Detroit. Now we're on San Diego. Yeah, now we're worrying about what schemes they run, what blocking schemes they have, how to play your keys, how to be in the right spot. You know, just breaking down San Diego and getting ready to play a football game, you know. Another game that we need to win, you know. Every game, each and every week, we need to win the game, you know. And I think every 32 teams in the NFL, they want to win a game each and every week, you know. Everybody want to go 16-0. Is that possible? Yes, but is it in the NFL? Yeah, you can do it, but you got to bring your A game each and every week. So the biggest thing we got to do is go out there and compete, man. If you got a team that competes, you're going to compete in a game, and that's how you win games.
How important is it to you know, establish that you guys can be a bully, though? I mean, what you did on Sunday, being the bully against Detroit.
Yeah, you know, you just out-physical, guys. You know, when you just out-physical and you just hit, and then you just, you know, and you just play in the parameters of football. You just play the game of football, and, you know, and you let the chips fall where they may. You know, you just do your job for 60 minutes, and then at the end of 60 minutes, you give it all you got, and, you know, and hopefully you're victorious at the end.
Do some of the mental mistakes. Yeah. Is that frustration coming from the idea that you guys could be a really, really?
Yeah, the mental mistakes comes from when you get tired out there. You know, that's when you get mental mistakes, when you get tired, and you know you just got to be able to you know, slow down your thinking and just go back to home, and that's your fundamentals. Go down to your foundation, and just go back to key your guy. Put your hand in the dirt. Down is down. Pass is pass, and go from there.
What did you see?